This afternoon, the highest court in Texas ruled that some children from a polygamist sect should be returned to their parents. Last month, more than 400 children were taken into state custody after allegations of sexual abuse. Now, the state Supreme Court has agreed with a lower court decision, finding that Texas child welfare officials overstepped their authority. We're joined by NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty, who's following the case. Barbara, tell us what the opinion says.
Well, the nine justices found that the state and the judge, the trial judge, had overreached in this case, and that while there may have been danger to the children, because there was clear evidence that underage girls had had babies, that the trial judge was wrong to allow the state to take away all the children. The justices said the state could have found other ways, other approaches to protect the kids without the drastic step of removing them all from their mothers. For example, it could have removed the fathers from the households until the investigation was complete. Also, the Supreme Court found that there was no evidence that the boys or the girls who had not yet reached puberty were in any danger whatsoever, so it should not have removed those children from their mothers.
And the youngsters will go directly back home?
The timing is a little bit problematic. It's a little unclear. I talked to one of the lawyers representing the women, and she said that the children will be reunited with their mothers, quote, as quickly as possible. Now, first, the judge has to vacate her ruling, and then she has the kind of logistical nightmare of bringing all the kids back to the area. Some of them are hundreds of miles away, so it could take a few days.
Now, is this the end of this particular episode regarding the sect?
No, it's not the end of it. The state can investigate claims of abuse on a case-by-case basis. That was a problem in the first place. The state took everyone without looking at whether individual children had actually been abused, or in this case, statutorily raped by men who were older. Now, one way to do that is with DNA evidence. Next week, the DNA reports come back, and that's going to show which mother had which child. And from that, the state can determine whether the mother was underaged when she had the child and was thus abused. As you know, the state found that about 20 girls had had babies when they were between the ages of 13 and 17, and they want to see if there are more girls in that situation, but they have to look at it on a case-by-case basis.
Let's go back over the numbers. I said 400 were taken into state custody. This particular action involves only a few of them?
Right. Well, this case involves only 41 mothers and 139 kids. But there are 100 other mothers and some 300 other children. And what attorneys say is that they are quite certain that this ruling will apply to all of the families, not just the ones involved in this specific case.
Barbara, let's go back and remind us how all this started, how this came to light.
Well, back in April, the state got a call from someone who claimed she was 16 years old and had a baby and had been abused in this compound. And it turns out, they believe now that that was a hoax, that call was a hoax, but the state went in and collected all of the children and separated them from their mothers, and that's why the biggest child protection case in U.S. history, that's how it began.
NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty, thank you.
You're welcome.